Welcome to Oncology Buddies, your platform for cancer care. Oncology Buddies informs and inspires all those who have or are affected by cancer.
Physical activity to manage CIPN by Wendy Vermaak. This episode is brought to you by Boston Scientific. Statements of fact and opinions expressed in this episode belong to the contributor and do not necessarily reflect the opinion or position of Boston Scientific. Wendy Vermaak shares how specialized physical activity and balance training is seen as an effective management tool for chemotherapy-induced peripheral neuropathy. Treatment of chemotherapy-induced peripheral neuropathy, or CIPN, is a holistic approach of a combination of medication and supplements, physical therapy, complementary therapies, and lifestyle changes. Although there is no cure, treatment focuses on managing symptoms and preventing further nerve damage. Physical activity has multiple benefits for treatment of CIPN with little to no negative side effects. It's also inexpensive and empowers you to have a positive impact on your treatment and recovery journey. Clinical research has long established the health benefits of physical activity. This includes the reduced risk of chronic diseases like cardiovascular disease, type 2 diabetes, and cancer, as well as recurrence of cancer, reduced depression and anxiety, and improved sleep, cognition, bone health, and physical function. Physical activity can lessen CIPN symptoms by reducing inflammation, promoting neuroplasticity, where nerves regenerate and learn new neural pathways, modulating pain signaling, therefore reducing perception of pain, and improving balance, strength, functional capacity, and importantly, improving quality of life. How much physical activity will produce benefits? The exercise oncology guidelines suggest 150 minutes per week of moderate physical activity. This could be comprised of a combination of aerobic exercise, like walking, cycling, or swimming, to keep cardiovascularly fit, strength training to prevent muscle wasting and to stay strong, flexibility to stay agile and move freely, and especially balance exercises. Practice of balance exercises is important because balance is usually affected by CIPN. Poor balance is also a contributor to a risk of falling, especially in older adults, and this can then lead to further injuries as well. Elderly cancer patients are at a higher risk of falling by up to a further 15%. This is often attributed to the actual cancer treatment, but also due to side effects of other medications. Chemotherapy medication can also affect vision, which disturbs balance. Other medications can cause drowsiness, while others may affect actual muscle wasting and weakness, increasing the risk of a fall. Even if the full recommended target is not met, just a few minutes of activity a day can have benefits. Should you require further specific advice, contact a biokineticist who can prescribe individualized, scientifically based movement for you. This would address all aspects of your physical health while undergoing or recovering from cancer treatment.